Whether you are using your phone or if you don't have a Bible, we have some at the foyer there where the offering box is, and you can make use of one. And turn with me to Matthew chapter 22. Like I said, this is going to be a short message. It may not take 5 minutes, but it's going to be short, I promise you. Matthew 22, verse 1 to 14, there's a parable there that Jesus is speaking out. He says, Jesus spoke to them again in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his servants to those who had been invited to the banquet to tell them to come, but they refused to come. Then he sent some more servants and said, 'Tell those who have been invited that I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fattened cattle have been butchered and everything is ready. Come to the wedding.' But we're told they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business. The rest seized his servants, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burnt their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding banquet is ready, but those I invited did not deserve to come. So go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find.' So the servants went out into the streets and gathered all the people they could find, the bad as well as the good. And the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guest, he noticed a man there who was not wearing wedding clothes. He asked, 'How did you get in here without wedding clothes? How did you get in here without wedding clothes, friend?' The man was speechless. Then the king told the attendants, 'Tie him hand and foot and throw him outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are invited, but few are chosen.'" At Southside Bible Fellowship, we believe that the Bible is the Word of God. And because we are God's children, we believe that the Bible is God's Word for us. Please pray with me. Father, we come before you this morning, acknowledging your presence in this place, approaching you with open hearts and open minds, allowing you to fill us, to bring us to a place of your choice, to remind us of the hope that we have in you and the transformation that we undergo through you. We pray that your Holy Spirit may teach us, and that, Lord, you may accomplish through your word what you intend to accomplish this morning, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may sit. This parable that we have read here expresses the heart of God and the heart of man. If you are joining us live, the title of our message is "Don't Miss Your Seat at the Table." You see, God has extended his invitation to everyone. We are told here that there was a wedding. There was a party going on. The king was preparing a wedding for his son. The king here is a portrait of God. And the son, of course, is Jesus Christ. The bride is the church. He had prepared a banquet for his son, and he had a guest list. And when everything was ready, the table had been set, the food had been cooked, and the candles had been lit, and there was a music was playing. Everything was ready. The king sent his servants to remind the guests that it was time. The servants went to the first guests, and these guests, we are told, they refused to come. They paid no attention. They had other businesses to attend to. They had other more important issues of life. They were busy with something else that was more important than the wedding, more important than the invitation of the king. Some were decided to use that time to repair their truck. Someone else decided to use that time to work on his yard. And someone else decided to use that time to receive some friends. A family was visiting, so it wasn't important for them to attend the wedding. Others decided to use that very day to go out, to go to the beach and enjoy. They all had other more important things to do, and they refused the invitation. We are told from verse 3 to verse 8, they refused to come, they paid no attention, and they were not worthy. They did not deserve it. Now, what we are told here is that the reason they refused to come is because they had other things to do. And because they refused to come, they were not worthy. They were not invited because they deserved it. They were invited because the king was generous and kind and compassionate enough to invite them. But they refused. And some of them did not only refuse, but they mistreated and killed the servants that were sent to them. Like I said here, the son is a portrait of Jesus Christ. The servants are the preachers of that time. The servants are the disciples who were sent out. The servants are you and me that the Lord has sent out to invite people to come to him. They mistreated them and killed them, and it made the king angry, and he decided to punish them. And then the king said to the servants again, "We still need people to come in and enjoy this party with us. We still need people to come in and enjoy this banquet and celebrate with us." And so, in verse 9, he sent the servants. He says, "Go to the street corners." King James says, "Go to the highways and invite to the banquet anyone you find." Anyone. Anyone you find, bring them in. The king was inviting everyone and anyone. He was extending this invitation to the people in the streets. And we are told they were invited. They came in, the bad and the good. Those that felt like they were lost responded to the invitation. And some of those that were not, they didn't feel like they were very lost. Their lives were not falling apart, but they still came to the invitation. They responded. You see, the difference between the first guests and the second guests was their response. The first guest refused. The second one accepted the invitation, and they came. This invitation has nothing to do with the guests. It has everything to do with the king. It has everything to do with the Lord. The Lord is inviting everyone to come. He's inviting people to come and enjoy so they can be part of the marriage of the Lamb spoken of in Revelation chapter 19, verse 6 to 9. Let me read for you Revelation chapter 19, verse 6 to 9. We are told, then I heard, John is saying, I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the roar of many waters, like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, crying out, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exalt and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. And his bride has made herself ready. It was granted her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. Listen to this. And the angel said to me, write this. Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true words of God. A time is coming where Jesus Christ is going to unite with his bride, the church. But it is only those who have responded positively, who have accepted the invitation that was given out, that will be part of that celebration. They'll be the ones that will have a seat at the table. They'll be the ones that will join the king in celebrating the marriage of the Son. They'll be the ones that will find their names written in the Lamb's book of life. A time is coming, and it is closer now than it was when Jesus was sharing this parable. The king has prepared everything. He has made everything ready, but he is giving us an opportunity to respond. It is those who respond that become the children of God. It is those who respond that become the chosen ones. It is those who respond whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life. There is only one thing that is required when you look at the Bible. There is only one thing that is required, and that is faith in Jesus Christ. If you are listening to us and Jesus Christ is not your Savior, he's calling you to believe on what he did on the cross. He's calling you to respond. He's inviting you. He's giving you an invitation to be forgiven, to be transformed, to be born again. And all that is required is faith. In fact, when you read the Gospels, you will realize that everyone that comes to Christ is required to believe in Christ. We can talk of the centurion who came to Jesus Christ on behalf of his servant. We can talk of the synagogue ruler who called on Jesus because of his daughter. We can talk of the woman who had the issue of blood, who touched the garment of Jesus Christ, and she was healed. And Jesus turned to her and told her, your faith has made you well. We can talk of the paralytic who was carried by four people, and they broke the roof and lowered him where Jesus was. And we are told when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, your sins have been forgiven. Faith is what was required. Faith is what is required. Now, as the new guests come in, the king notices someone that has sneaked in. Someone found their way in to the banquet and they were not dressed for the occasion. The dressing here, I believe, is referring to faith. And the king noticed him and he asked him, how did you get in here, my friend? How did you sneak in? And he was speechless. And he was taken out and thrown into the darkness. He did not belong because he did not believe. And Jesus finishes the parable by saying, for many are invited, but few are chosen. And it's true. Few are chosen because only few are responding. The invitation has been sent to everyone, but not everyone is responding. Remember, this invitation is not about the guests. It's about the king. All the guests had the same invitation. Some refused, others accepted. Saving faith is what is required for us to have our sins washed away. There is nothing else that can wash away our sins except the blood of Jesus Christ. So what's the message? What is the message here? The message here is simple. Our response matters to God. There's the first response that you gave when you came to Christ, when you heard the message of salvation, when you are convicted of sin and of Christ's righteousness, and you responded and you said, I am a sinner, please have mercy on me and save me. And Jesus accepted you the way you are. He saved you and he began to transform you because he is making us like himself. And then there is the continual call, the continual invitation that we receive as believers, where Christ is inviting us to walk with him. He's inviting us to serve with him. He's inviting us to be like him. He's inviting us to follow him. And we have Christians that have responded to a message of salvation, but they are not responding to the call, to the invitation to follow Jesus. It is easier to hear a Christian say, I am a Christian, than to hear a Christian say, I am a disciple of Jesus Christ. Because a disciple is the one that has decided not to be pressed, not to be conformed by the affairs of this world. Is the one who has decided to say, Jesus is going to be my priority. I'm going to follow him whether you walk with me or not. The disciple is the one who is sold out for Christ. Some of us are more sold out to politics and to sports than we are to Christ. You'll have Christians today who are ready to shout out at a football game. They're ready to shout out at a baseball game. They would rather miss anything else but not a baseball game. But they're the same Christians that when they come to church, they cannot even open their mouths to sing. Some of us need to be so glad because of the masks. Because at least now we have a reason. All you need is to put your mask on and you don't have to sing. But even before we started using these masks, we had Christians who were like, it's as if they had their own masks on. Christians who are so excited by other things of this world, but they are not excited about the things of the kingdom. And Jesus is giving out this parable The Pharisees are listening and they know he's talking about them. He's telling them, you guys had the first opportunity. You were invited first. You refused to respond. You paid no attention. You allowed other things to take your attention, and you have missed a seat at the table. May the Lord give us the strength and the energy that we need. May he renew our faith and our hope so that we may keep on responding to every invitation that he gives us. The invitation to share his word. The invitation to be loving and kind and to be the kind of church that he wants us to be. May the Lord remind us of those areas in our lives that we have allowed the affairs of this world to take over. May the Lord bring to our attention those things that we have paid attention to in his expense. Because in many ways, we have allowed the business of this life to affect how we respond to the Lord's invitation. And some of us are too distracted to serve the Lord. The Lord wants us to know that our response matters to him. So let this be an encouragement to you. I believe that if we truly believe in Jesus, it will be our desire to make him our priority. I truly believe that if we have experienced his forgiveness, if we have experienced his grace, then there is nothing that will be more important in our lives than him. I truly believe that we can enjoy everything else that Jesus Christ has given us, but we will enjoy it knowing that by doing so, we are bringing glory to him. I truly believe that Jesus continues to invite us to follow him. He continues to invite us to be his disciples. He continues to invite us to respond to his call. Every day, everywhere we are, he expects us to be Christians. He expects us to respond, because how we respond matters to him. It is my hope that we will pay attention. It is my hope that we will follow Jesus. Please pray with me. Father, I want to thank you again this morning for your love, for this opportunity you've given us to come together and to hear testimonies of lives that you are transforming. Testimonies that remind us of your power, not only to save, but to change a life. Testimonies that remind us of the power that breaks the chains that entangle us. Father, may we be encouraged and motivated to want to follow you, to want to obey you, to want to be the kind of children that you want us to be, so that we may continue to glorify you in our lives. May you, Lord, show yourself strong on our behalf. May you break those chains of those things that are holding us from following you, so that we can enjoy the freedom that we have in you and glorify you and be excited by you. May you, Lord, enable us to understand this amazing grace. And that someone who is listening to us and has not responded to your call, may you convict them today, enable them to realize that they are sinners and that you are inviting them to be forgiven and to be accepted, to be part of your family. I pray this
In Jesus' name, may everyone say, Amen. I made it. Please stand up and sing with us this song.